All right, so this is a test video. So this is Mike's first time. So, you know, he's just like getting acclimated. So we're just doing a test video so that he could see what's going on. So see, there's a timer to tell us how long we're on. And it's test one. Mm-hmm. So StreamYard, this is the platform that I'm using to record us, right?
Yeah.
So Mike has a lot of experience in being able to explain to you ladies but the type of woman that a man is looking for when he wants to get married, right?
Yeah, correct.
What else? I gotta make it on my computer. What else? Basically, what he's looking for, how you should be patient and trust God, and what else?
Yes, how you're talking about the female, how she should be patient and trust God, or how the man should
right,
be.
How she, oh,
from
really.
The male. Okay, yeah, from the male perspective. Yeah, just be patient. I guess a lot of it is, you know what you want. I know what I want for a wife, what I'm looking for, but very aware of what I'm not looking for. Mm-hmm. So,
what are you looking for?
You know, first.
List three things you're
first and
for.
Foremost, God fearing.
Okay, so that's the first point. Of
yes,
what you want in a woman.
Mm-hmm. First point. Yeah.
The second one.
And I guess I need to say, because you know, I mean, she has to really be God fearing, because you know,
like going to church,
and,
is that enough?
Yeah, well, going to church is not enough.
It's not God fearing, is it?
Yeah, that's not God fearing. So okay. You know, someone that has a relationship with God, you know, that's you know, Jesus Christ is her Savior, and she. You know, she displays the fruit, you know, loving, caring, forgiving, nurturing, you know.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and this is the House of Healing podcast. So today we have a special guest. His name is Mike, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts, and we are talking about relationships, and we're going to be discussing, you know, like different things that men desire to have in their future wife when they are looking for a wife, because a lot of men are looking to be married, because, you know, Mike explained to me that it's not just the women that, you know, want to get married. You know, men want one person too. And so this podcast today is being sponsored by ask.delisa.org, where we specialize in coaching women to help them come to a better place in healing so that they can have the correct mindset and their spirit will be aligned with the prophetic word of God, and they will not be broken. They'll be healed whenever they are ready to move forward in a serious, committed relationship to become married, if that is God's will for their life. Okay, so John, I'm mean, not John. I keep trying to call you John, my neighbor. So, Mike, what's the next point when it comes to what a man is looking for in a woman? You said God-fearing.
God-fearing, and, you know, and I talked about fruit, you know, the fruits, like, that she displays.
She displays. What about her language? Do you want someone that's patient? Do you want someone who, when you come home from work, or if you're having an issue today at work, that you'll be able to come home and talk to her without her cussing and getting upset? Would you like for her tone to be calm so that she could calm you down? And then she's able to hear everything. Like, so kind of like explain that a little bit, like what you're looking for when it comes to communication.
Well, communication is the key. Mm. I mean, God fearing, first of all, is the first thing. Mm. But communication to any relationship, no matter what type of relationship that is. Mm-hmm. But without communication, it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. And that's even, you know.
So give an example of a bad communication.
Well,
when you come
a home, bad communication. Mm-hmm. Well, say I come home and I'm having a bad day, and I might need to just vent, and she can just listen, and you know, listen to me. Maybe she just might need to be able to just listen to me, and you know, just kind of help me to just kind of relax and calm down and whatever, be able to like just leave that at work, mm-hmm. you know, because obviously I'm coming home and I'm, you know, and I'm stressed out about
right.
it.
Right. You know? So you would rather come home to talk about this to your wife rather than call a homeboy up or one of your partners?
Well, I mean, I'd like my wife to be my best friend.
Hey, that's what we're looking for, a best friend. Yeah. Y'all hear that, ladies? Yeah. A best friend, okay.
So if we have great communication, and communication, I want to go, you know,
let's go over that.
Touch on that, because communication is being able to listen to each other. Mm-hmm. So we're both not talking, you know, because a lot of
right.
times yeah, mm-hmm. we're both talking over each
that's
other.
That's true.
And you're not, if you're talking all the time, mm-hmm. then you're not hearing. You're that's not true. Listening. So mm-hmm. so if we're both listening to each other, and mm-hmm. and I mean like really listening. You
really
know?
Listening.
Yeah, and understanding where mm-hmm. I'm coming from. Because a lot of times that's where things get a little twisted.
Where the woman you is know? Not listening?
Yeah. Well, or vice versa. The woman or the man, we're talking communication, so it takes two to communicate.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm talking mm-hmm. and I say something and a lot of times what happens is the other party hears something else.
Right.
So
why is that? Is it because they're not really focused on what you're saying?
It's yeah, always been I think my they're experience. Not really in tune with what I'm saying. They got mm-hmm. probably got their own stuff going on.
Right.
You know, it could be some other issue, but if I take the time to really listen to what you're telling me, mm-hmm. and then if I get it wrong, mm-hmm. to say, hey, that's not what I meant. Mm. This is what I meant by. Because, mm. you know, sometimes we just, you know, get it wrong. It's almost like when you text someone mm-hmm. and yet you mean to say one thing, but right. it comes off when the person reads it.
Another.
It comes off, mm-hmm. You know, they get it twisted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. So if I'm trying to communicate something to you, mm-hmm. to really take the time and understand where I'm coming. And if you don't understand where I'm coming from, mm-hmm. to be able to say, what do you really mean what by do you that?
So if I don't respond, so for example, if you say, well, you know, today my supervisor was yelling at everybody, making threats of cutting back on hours, and even not allowing us to use our vacation time that we have. And so when you came home, if I were your wife and you explained that to me, for you to be able to know that I heard you clearly, would that require me to at least be able to repeat back some of the things that you said or ask questions according to what you're saying so that you would know that I'm engaged, that I'm not just right. sitting there agreeing?
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. Well, like to repeat for a clearer understanding.
Right, okay.
It's good, you know.
Okay.
So you're acknowledging mm-hmm. that, you know, you are listening and you want to make sure you get it right, that
okay.
you're understanding exactly what I'm trying to say to you.
Okay.
Is
it important that we keep what we talk about just between us?
Well,
or
yeah,
should you call your mama and I call my mama and include them when we're married?
Well, no, if we're married, I don't see the point in that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if it's that we're husband and wife, so mm-hmm. we should be able to. You know, I can understand if we're not seeing eye to eye, mm-hmm. and if your mom is the person that you talk to, mm-hmm. and it's a safe, you know, and it's safe to talk to her without, mm-hmm. you know, and she's just, you know, it's just between you and her. And mm-hmm. your family.
I disagree. I don't think that I should call or a woman should call, reach out to their mom when you're married, because then that involves.
Well, I just use mom for example. Just for example,
well,
it doesn't have to be your mom.
Yeah,
I get that. You know what I
mean? Yeah, I don't think.
I'm just saying, you know.
Now, once upon a time, I thought that was okay. But the reason why I disagree is because if you do something that hurts me or upsets me and I share with my mom, and then the next time she sees you or talks to you, she's going to still have that hurt in her heart that I carried, and then she's going to look at you slightly different. And then the next time I talk to her after that, after the time I shared the hurt, then I'll say, oh, he bought me a Mercedes. And I'm excited, but she's not that excited because she remembers what I told her, what you did to me last week.
Yeah, but so, I think that depends on mm-hmm. what happened between us.
But
like you have to use mm-hmm. like. you knew if I told my mom this, then she's going to be looking at me funny. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So if it's a friend that you can go to, you know what I mean? So the point is that if, you know, if it has to be a counselor, it has to be a counselor, but not a lot of people have, you know,
they don't have the counselors.
Yeah, they don't have the counselor.
They don't.
So, you know.
But should I talk to you and say, well, I think I'm going to ask mom about this or get your opinion?
Well, yeah, I don't see nothing really wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, you know your mom and you know what I mean? It's like some moms can be
a bit much.
Well, yeah, they can be a bit much, but some moms can just take their self out of it.
Right. That's true.
And say, well, you know, maybe y'all need to go get counseling.
Right. That's true.
Or maybe, you know, y'all just need to pray about
that's
it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, you know who to go to with, and that's a part of being the wife that I'm looking for. Someone who has, but someone who has the wisdom to know where to take, you know, if we're having a situation and we're having, you know, problems getting by it, you would have enough wisdom to know. You would know not to go to a person that's going to make our situation worse.
Right. That makes sense.
So I think that's all I can really say on that.
But overall, do you feel like most men would like one woman? Although some come off like they're players. Do you think?
I don't know if most women, because a lot of men need to grow up.
Yeah,
so let me just
y'all hear that, ladies.
You have men that they haven't grown up, and it doesn't matter what the age is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So no matter what age, they can be 45 and need to grow up.
Exactly. Yeah.
And 30 and need to grow up.
You know, you should know how to treat
your
woman.
That's good. We need to hear that, ladies.
Yeah, you should know how to treat your wife. You should know how to treat your woman. You can't expect to have a God fearing woman that has everything that you want and you know, everything that you desire in a woman, and you're not right. You know, so that just not make any sense. You know, so you know. If I'm looking for a wife, and the way I pray is prepare me for my wife and prepare my wife for me. So that means I need to be right in every way.
So that means you need to be mature. That means all your playing, looking at booty, having booty calls, 11 at night on a Friday night, all that's out the door.
Of course. Right. Yeah, because why would I be looking for a wife if I'm still running around looking for booty calls?
Right.
You know what
and
I
so
mean?
That requires, like he said, prayer.
Yes.
So prayer is really when you're focusing and honing in on God, like you pray every day. You pray every day for your wife?
Absolutely.
So, ladies, you need to pray every day that God will position you to be in a place where you are able to know and discern if the man is God-sent or is he counterfeit, and does he have the level of maturity that's required to be your husband? And so that's going to require you doing more than just picking up the phone, calling a girlfriend, hey, I met this guy named Tom, you know, or David, and he's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He might have 55 qualities that you like, but is he the one that God has designed and ordained for your life? Ordained means selected for your life. So we're going to end today in the podcast, and I'm so excited about the move of God on your life. So that's all I have to say, really. So we'll be back. This is our first time having Mike on the podcast, but we'll be back hopefully in a couple of days. Y'all share the podcast, download it, follow me on YouTube, ask.delisa on YouTube. Facebook is Dr. Lisa Graham. Instagram is I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. I forgot what my TikTok is. I think it's Dr. Lisa Dumb. Eight. I don't know, y'all. Because we just doing this just so you guys can get introduced to Mike. But y'all know my YouTube channel, so follow me on there. Send me an email at hello@askdrlisa.org. hello@askdrlisa.org. Send me your prayer request. God bless you, and may the grace of God continue to keep you. And I look so forward to talking to you later. All right. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Want to say bye, man?
Bye, ladies.